So hello and welcome, everybody. This is Katie Good, your host for the Unstoppable Success Summit, where we're going to help you break through your hidden limits to multiply your income and bring joy and fun back to your business and life. And I am so happy to introduce you today to Katrina Sawa. Katrina is known as the Jumpstart Your Biz Coach because she literally kicks her clients and their businesses into high gear. She is the author of Love Yourself Successful and the creator of the Jumpstart Your Marketing and Sales System, of which she holds live events on every year. Katrina helps you move faster and more affordably towards your ultimate revenue and professional goals using online and offline relationship marketing strategies, leveraged business models, plus she kicks you in the butt to implement it all too. She is an energetic speaker and award-winning coach who's been featured on the Oprah and Friends XM Radio Network and various other print and online magazines, ABC and the CW. She's also a contributor for numerous women's business organizations and websites such as the Women Speaker Association and Today's Innovative Women magazine. Katrina, welcome, and thank you for being here with us today.
Thanks, Katie. It's fun to be here. This is a great topic. I can't wait to get started and like really see what we can share today.
I know. Thank you. I was so thrilled that you agreed to join us today. So I know you talk about jumpstarting your business, but I love your book, The Love Yourself Successful. Can you share a little bit about how that came about?
Yeah, you know, that came about through a lot of deep diving into my own psyche and a lot of self-development work. But then once I broke through my own love barriers and some hidden limiting beliefs, I realized a lot of my clients were going through the same thing. And it really comes down to four types of love that when you're ignoring them, your business is probably not going to grow as much as you want it to. A lot of people ignore their personal life or themselves. Mm-hmm. And you want to make that flourish. You need to put time and effort into your love life, your self-care, and be amazed. You'll be amazed and see how your income will grow just by doing that and creating a happier life for yourself.
Wonderful. So what are the four types of love?
The four types are love for self, of course. First and foremost, we have to make sure we're taking care of ourselves first. And I know you hear that all the time, but we are women, and we are still not doing it all the time. I know.
Yes.
I do it myself.
Yep. Me
so
too.
You have to hear it over and over and over again. I'm sorry. And a lot of what I talk about is the head trash that comes out. So you're either thinking something like, I'm on fat, or I don't look good today, or I need to fix my nose, or I have ugly feet. Whatever it is you're thinking, you know, about yourself, it could be about your body. It could be about how you are in business. It could be, exuding lack of confidence or self-esteem.
Yeah.
It's that head trash. So that's really one, the first type of love. The second one is love with a significant other. Now, I know I have some girlfriends who are single and totally happy right now, but I would venture to guess that most of us women, most of the time, do want to be in a really loving, passionate relationship. There are going to be some years where we need to go it alone and work on ourselves, but we need that passionate, you know, full love and connection with somebody that really cares about us and puts us on a pedestal, not tears us off of it or pushes us off of it. And
yeah.
There's a lot of things that people in your life can say to you that you don't even think of sometimes, but they're really hurting your energy as an entrepreneur and can really affect your income. So like, oh, are you sure you want to do that? Or, you know, we can't afford for you to spend any more money till you make more money. Or I don't think you should go to that event. Or I'm not sure you should do your own thing right now. Or you really want to raise your rates? So there's negative connotations in a lot of those things.
Mm-hmm. So can you talk a little bit more about that? Because I know I hear that from people all the time. And, you know, sometimes it's the people who love us the most that, you know, say things that really throw us off track.
Mm-hmm.
But you just mentioned that, are you sure you want to do that? Maybe you should get a job.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and I was married for 8.5 years, 2 years too long, frankly, is what I always say. Because those 2 years, when I finally realized that I was living with a roommate that I no longer resonated with anymore and that really no longer supported me, after I started with my own business, he had no interest in what I was doing. He didn't really know what I was doing. He didn't want to come with me when I would speak at an event or wouldn't even come to a networking event, even if he was free to meet some friends that I had met in the business community. You know, just had no interest in being in my world. And that wasn't going to be good enough for me for the next 50 years. And so I decided not to settle. I'm not going to settle for someone who wants their own life over here and I can have my life over here. That to me is not complete happiness and love in a relationship.
Well, and I think too, being an entrepreneur, you know, you mentioned all the head trash that we tell ourselves. So when we're hearing it from the person that is kind of, we hope, is going to be our biggest support, and they're not interested in what we're doing, that just adds to our own head trash and makes it that much harder to overcome it.
It does. But like, I was talking to a gal the other day who totally wanted to sign up and do some coaching with me so we could really systematize her business. She's like on the verge of, she's doing really well, but she's at capacity. She can't do anymore herself. She needs a team. She needs to hire at least one or two people. She needs to upgrade her website. She needs to take it to the next level, right? And she told me the other day, she's like, my husband doesn't want me to do that. And he's an engineer, the farthest from an entrepreneur that you could be, right?
So I love engineers. My dad's an engineer, but I get it.
It's not a bad thing, but there's different mindsets. And so you need to figure out how to communicate with a significant other or a friend or family member. It could be a mom, a sister, a brother, a best friend. Any of those people, if they just don't understand you or get you, as an entrepreneur, you need to be, we need to be gotten. We need to be understood by at least a few people. You know, I just came back from an event and where all my peeps are. It's like, oh, my God, every single person understands. You know, like there was probably about 40 people I knew at this event that we were all hanging out, and all of them were all highly motivated entrepreneurs. I mean, you've got to surround yourself with people like that often, especially if you have what I call toxic people in your life, which hurt your energy. It's not that we don't love them and they're horrible people. They just don't get you, and what they say or think or share with you is toxic to your energy.
Yeah. So. It's so important because, you know, when we're not able to love ourselves into doing the things that will help us succeed, it's so important to have, you know, your peeps that, you know, you've got your people when you're feeling down or you're feeling scared. You've got to have some people that you can reach out to that they get it and they can be your cheerleader and remind you why you're amazing.
And so you have to have a community somewhere because a lot of us work from home. So a lot of us work from home. And sometimes you can have an online community where you chat with people online or whatever. But if you're not physically with people like that, that are really motivating and pushing you to your best, to do your best, it's hard. It's really hard. So that will affect your energy. Then you will do less marketing. You will do less follow-up. You will not want to ask for the sale. You will not go to as many live events. You will not reach out and do as many speaking or get as many speaking opportunities as you could. You will not do the lead generating, marketing, and sales stuff as much as if you are completely happy and supported by people around you and yourself. It's just, I've seen it in years and years and years now in my clients. So that's really why I had to write the book. I want to get people to communicate better with the people in their lives, their environment, and themselves, and or get out of the relationship if it's not serving them and it's not going to fix. Seriously, I mean.
Oh, definitely. So I know you said, so there are four types. So we've gone through two, the love for self, love with a significant other. What's the next type of love?
Yeah. Well, love in your environment. And so a lot of us don't have a loving environment. We are in, there's negative forces around us. Maybe it's a financial stressors or whatever it is. We have to figure out how to get more love in our day. There's an exercise that I go through in my teleseries that goes with the book where you figure out your top four tanks you need to fill every day.
Mm.
And for me, the tanks that I need to fill through this exercise, which took a couple—it took a couple of days actually when I did it in a workshop, but I go through it in a couple hours in the teleseries. But the four tanks I need to fill are happiness, love, faith, and passion. Those
yeah.
are the core values of my being. That when I feel those, I am at my best self. So, and they don't just come to you, because I thought, oh, money
no.
might be one of them, or wealth or something, or, you know, you kind of think, you know, you can start thinking of them, but I brainstormed a list of seriously like 250 of them and then came down to those four. So filling the tanks, really making sure that you're doing stuff every day that fills your tanks,
yeah,
whatever it is you need to fill. And then the fourth type of love is love for what you're doing. A lot of people are in jobs they hate. And women are usually better at getting out of those jobs that they don't like than men. Men typically stick around because they feel more obligated to, you know, feed the family and pay the bills and things like that. So men will stick around longer. So watch out if your significant other is unhappy. It could be that he's not happy in his job, which, you know, can really affect your marriage and things like that. So sometimes we have to look at that.
Yeah. Well, and I want to go back to what you were saying about the love in your environment and filling your tanks, and how you mentioned that money wasn't one of yours and you were surprised. But I get it, because I think, you know, when our tanks are full, whatever those might be, the money comes.
Yeah.
Because
it does.
You know, if we're feeling like fully fueled up, you know, it's easier to take action, and it's easier
yeah.
to, you know, recognize how great you are and do things to, you know, help you feel even better, and money will help you feel better.
Yeah.
In that place. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I like that. So what are some of the techniques that you recommend for, you know, so, because I see this a lot too, where I've got clients, or I'll talk to people, and they love being an entrepreneur and they love part of what they do, but they have a really hard time kind of giving themselves permission to just really focus on loving what they do and doing what they love.
Well, yeah, and that comes down to trying to do it all, really, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
And a lot of people come to me when they are doing it all and they need to not be doing it all, because now they're starting to get burnt out and they're not doing what they love to do every day. They're doing all the other stuff that they don't love to do but needs to get done, or they feel like they need to do it, like bookkeeping or admin or data entry or website work or blog posting or social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are typically the hot buttons of things that people don't want to do necessarily, and you don't necessarily have to do them yourself in your business. I talk a lot about creating systems and automating your marketing and even delegating and building a team. And whenever I say delegating or building a team, people go, I can't afford that, right? Immediately,
yep.
without even
yep.
thinking of what that's going to bring you. It's going to bring you more free time to go meet more people and do more follow-up marketing and sales. So you're going to make
yeah.
more money, and you're going to, or do your craft, right? And maybe hold a workshop or do whatever it is, speak more or whatever it is to, you know, you got to do more marketing and sales. Most people are not doing enough marketing and sales, period, end of story. I don't know anybody that does enough marketing and sales, period.
Mm-hmm.
And so if someone wants to come to me from this call and say, I'm doing enough marketing and sales,
I will
give you a free one-hour consultation to dissect your business. And trust me, I will find 5 or 10 things that you need to still be doing that you're not doing.
Yeah. Well, and
but,
I think there's a way to love marketing and sales too. You can, you know,
yeah.
right? You can find a way that you really resonate with and feels really comfortable for you. You know, you don't
yeah,
have to follow the cookie cutter all the time.
No. And it is personal. I help people build their business around the kind of life they want to live. And we don't necessarily, you don't have to do all the marketing the way I do it or the way everybody online does it. Well, I don't want to, you know, people will say, well, I don't want to do those long sales pages, or I don't want to do video, or I don't want to do this, right? Okay, well, we just have to figure out what works for you, but what
yeah.
also is going to attract and convert your prospects.
Yes.
Okay, online and offline. So sometimes you do have to get outside your comfort zone a little bit. A lot of marketing and sales, a lot of marketing activities and lead generation and follow-up and things can be done by somebody else on your team or a virtual assistant. Or you can automate them better on your website. I look at everything in systems and websites typically. So when somebody comes to me and tells me their lead generation process or their new client management, how they get a new client, what they do with them, okay, great. Well, you could put this page on the website and it would take care of that, doing that manually mm-hmm. yourself. And then you could do this form and then you could send this auto email and you could set all this up to be automated so you don't have to spend the 40 minutes that you're spending now every time you get a new client or whatever
yeah.
it is. So it's you. A lot of people don't see things in systems. They don't see that they can actually automate or delegate or systematize something that they're doing. So that's something I love to help people do because
yeah.
it frees up your time. It allows you to enjoy your relationships. It allows you to have more fun and more love in your life, which is going to end up bringing more money.
Yeah, and I think, too, you can systematize because I like doing videos, and I think as you mentioned, sales pages. For me, I have a hard time sitting to write. My background, I wrote a lot of, you know, clinical, very dry academic reports, so I have a hard time writing sometimes, but I can talk. So I love doing videos, and so I have created systems that when I do have to write something, I talk it, and I just jot down what I'm saying. But I have systems, too, so I do videos, and you know, I record a chunk of videos at the same time. So it's all like it's done. I've done 4 videos and then I might post them over 4 weeks or something like that. But it's you can create systems around anything like that too.
Yeah, and then a system for uploading and marketing the video. You know, you post it to YouTube and then your assistant gets it everywhere else and they put a blog post. And I mean, my assistant does all that with my videos. Now, the bigger question though is how do we get people to do more videos? Because most people are scared to death of doing video. So that's the bigger question. And
yeah.
I've gotten all kinds of people more comfortable with video. A lot of times it's just you don't know what to say on the video.
Yeah.
So you don't turn it on. And so I'm all about what to say. I get online with my clients on the phone on a recorded call, and I say, here's what you say on the video. Here's what you say on your homepage. Here's what you say at a networking event. Done. Go back, listen back, write it down, practice it, and you're good. And I have some clients that are just religious, and they will just listen back over and over and over and over until they've got it down, and now they're out doing their thing, and they're so confident because now they know what to say.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's really important to just practice it and, you know, just say it. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just say
right,
it.
Right, and on video,
better.
Though, just click the play
yeah.
or the record button on your video, seriously, with no one looking.
Yep.
And you don't even have to dress up. Just kind of start talking to it and then stop and then play back and see what it looks like. Okay, you can delete that. Nobody has to see it.
Yeah.
You know, just because you record it doesn't mean the world's going to see it. You can just
yeah.
start practicing with it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was laughing because I was talking to someone the other day and we were both talking about how on videos, when we're recording videos, we kind of tell ourselves, no one's ever going to see this. And it makes it just easy to just record it. You know, think about that part of it, if that's what's going to stop you from doing it. Just think about, I'm just doing this because I hit the record button. That's all I need to think about.
Exactly.
So what are some of the steps for love and the, because I know you like systems and we've been talking a lot about systems, so I know you have some steps for love and money to transform your life and business. Can you talk a little bit about some of those steps that you take people through?
Yeah, you know, the first step is really to connect with yourself
mm-hmm.
And we talked a little bit about that. Getting really, but the main thing with connecting with yourself is knowing what you really need and want. A lot of us ignore our needs. Or
yeah.
we stuffed our dreams and needs under the table and we forgot about them.
Yeah.
So I know in a relationship, for example, I need a lot of affection and attention. I need loving words. I need to hold hands. I need touch. I need physical touch and I need different things. If I wasn't getting that in the marriage and it was just, I would go to bed crying every night because I was not loved and there was no intimacy. There was nothing. I need that. I am not going to settle for the rest of my life without that. Mm-hmm. So whatever it takes to get that, and that's just one example of a need, right? That's a love need.
Yeah.
A physical need. I'm not talking about, there's so many other needs, right? We need certain, obviously we need a roof over our head and we need those kinds of needs, right? But think deep as to what you need and what you're not getting.
Yeah, I know for me with my business too, I have to structure in kind of downtime. I'm a situational extrovert, but I still need that introvert time when I'm having a lot of conversations for people. So I know that. So I set that up in my schedule where I've got days where, you know, I am just in my little cave, my introvert cave, and I recharge.
And that's okay. And introverts can do this too, you know. And I have a lot of introverted clients. I have a lot of healers and artists and people that are totally creative types and don't want anything to do with technology. And I get them to embrace email newsletters and shopping carts and websites. And some of them are like, oh, now I can build a web page. Cool. And, oh, I can do this now. And did you see my newsletter? And, like, they're getting better. And now it brings out the creative in them. But you just have to be shown what to do. You know, click here, do that, fill in this form, then make sure you hit that button, and then you go over here, and then that's done, and then, right? And you can screen share and record all this now. So it's super simple to make that easy for people.
It is. So the first step, you said, is connect with yourself and know what you need and want. What's the next step?
Yeah, sorry, I get carried away.
That's okay. I love it.
Yeah, connect with yourself, and then, my gosh, you totally threw me off guard. I pulled out my system. No, I'm like...
Sorry. I know we kind of have been joining you and going off on tangents, too.
I've got it right here. Define your vision, so you got to figure out your big why. Why are you in business? Where do you really want to take your business? If you don't really know how big you want to get, you're never going to get there. If you're not always... if you don't have your eye on the prize, right? And we're not talking about just next week's paycheck or big client you're going to get next week. We're talking about like next year, 3 years from now, 10 years from now. You know, do you want to be working from a beach with a laptop 2 days a week and your assistant working the rest of the time for you? I mean, do you want to be like, what do you want your life to look like, right?
Yeah.
So define your vision, your why. Why you're doing this. Some people tell me, oh, I don't want to make any money. I don't care if I make any money in my business. I'm just here to help people. Well, but then they say, oh, but like this gal the other night, I was at a networking event. She's like, well, but my son goes on missions, and I really want to help fund his missions. I'm like, well, there you go. Where are you going to get the money to do that? Right? So you need to make some money. So we need to figure out a money-making business model in your business so that it can feed the need that you have to give back and to donate or to give to this mission or whatever it is. So whatever, you know, could be that you want a fancy house and a fancy car and take lots of vacations. That's a big why, too. You want to send your 4 kids to college. That's a big
why.
Chunk of change. Exactly, right?
Yeah.
So. It kills me when people say, I don't need to make a lot of money. And then I found all these things out that they want to do. Well, you need to make money to do those. It costs money to do all that stuff that you want to do. So we have to just change
the thinking. I agree. I talk to a lot of people, a lot of like helping professional people. They do have that mindset. I don't need a lot of money. And it's like, well, if you make money, you can help a lot more people. You can help them not just through the work you do, but you can – you know, then donate money to causes and help a lot more people.
Right.
The more money you make, the more people you can help.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
And so the third one is create the mindset. Create the right mindset around what you're charging, what you're worth, how to ask for the sale, that you deserve to make money. Also things like, you know, our parents used to say, you got to work harder to make more money, you know, and other hedges, all kinds of limiting beliefs that limit us, obviously. And things that we heard probably when we were 5 or 10 years old, or we can't afford it, or we have to work really hard to make a buck, you know, or whatever
money
it is.
Doesn't grow on trees. Yeah.
Yeah, oh my God, whatever saying. I can't think of them all right now. You know, luckily my parents didn't say a whole lot of that. We had some money. I didn't ever have a financial burden, you know, fortunately for me. Not everybody is so lucky. And so I had so much faith in myself because I never had that negative thing around money growing up. But so many people have it. So many people. And we need to get rid of it.
We definitely do.
Step number four in the Love and Money business model is designing your model. So it's really important to make sure you have the right business models in place. And that means, like, what are you selling? So I ask people that all the time. So what are you selling? They're like, well, I sell sessions. I sell one-on-one coaching sessions. Or they sell, I sell this product. Okay. What else? You know, like, we need to figure out some different levels of revenue-generating business models here. Do you have audios, ebooks? Do you have a home study? Do you have a live workshop? Do you have a training program? Do you, you know, do you do one-on-one? Do you have a live event? Do you have a mastermind? Do you have a group thing? Do you have a teleseries? Do you have a webinar? They're all business models, right? Do you have an affiliate program? Do you have advertising opportunities? They're all different ways to make money. So, and there's a lot of people think, well, that doesn't work in my industry. Well, it could. You'd be surprised. Mm-hmm. So you're just not thinking outside the box enough, or you just haven't been exposed to it with anybody that you know, and
yeah.
with a little brainstorming, right? So I have like a wedding flower gal, a wedding flower client who used to do wedding flowers, right? And so she'd be working every weekend on weddings, designing flowers and bouquets and all that. And she's getting older, and she came to me, and she's like, I'm getting tired. I can't do these all the time. You know, I need to figure out what else I can do for more passive income. And it took us 3 hours, three different sessions of brainstorming on what she could do, and we came up with the do-it-yourself wedding flower guide. So she became,
yeah,
it was brilliant, right? Brilliant, a video training, resource guidebook, all the pictures, and she showed on video how to make everything and where to get the flowers, and so now somebody can go buy that and do their own wedding. Does that hurt her other business? No, because it helps, because now she can get anybody all over the world to do that. So, you know, to buy her product. This is one example.
Yeah, that's a great example, because I think a lot of people that are in that one session at a time kind of industry standard, they, you know, until they start looking for it, they can't see any other options. But that's a great idea, or, you know, and they are out there. The options are out there as soon as you start looking for them.
And I have, I want to move on, I know, but I have a roofing company. I like to share the really odd ones, because we all know the coaching model ones. But, a roofing company, they were grossing over $1 million a year. And one of the gal, it's a husband and wife, and she was like, I want to teach that we came up with her to be able to teach other contractors how to build $1 million business, because she was really good with the marketing of her roofing company business, and they were good in sales. So now she teaches other contractors to do that in their business. You wouldn't normally think like that as a roofing company, but, you know.
Yeah. Now, I love those examples, because you're right. Those are things where people would, you know, if you can come up with different options for a roofing company and wedding flowers, then you can come up with them for your business too, whatever it might be.
And even Avon, I have, and this is really important though. Like, I have a network marketing client who is with Avon, and she sells products, right? And she has a downline, and in network marketing, you're supposed to train your downline for free, right? You're supposed to just teach your people for free all the things they need to know to grow their business. Well, she has mastered my social media marketing system, my messaging system, and she reaches out to over 1,000 new people every single month using that system online. So now she's starting to teach other people in any business how to use that and grow their business through social media and how to be more online savvy. So she's taken a coaching model now out of Avon, and so she's still doing both, but it relates to what she's doing, because that's how she grew her business.
Nice.
But, really quick, step number five is jumpstart your marketing, and I can't even go into that. There's like 20 different types of marketing that I teach and everything that I do at my events, but you've got to massively market. Number six is close the sale. You've got to, most times these days, you have to have more conversations with people one-on-one or in a group or a teleclass or something, where you're actually explaining what it is and walking them through a process to actually convert them more. So it's not as easy to click and buy these days. So closing the sale. And then seven is systematizing for freedom, which we really already talked about. But you've got to put your business and marketing on autopilot so you're not breaking your neck and killing yourself.
So important. Then you don't have a business if you broke your neck and killed yourself.
Well, Well, and frankly, you know, I've had two hip surgeries. In 2013, I had two hip replacements, total hip replacements. And I'm in my 40s, low 40s. I should not have had that issue. So I would never have thought that that would have come up. And I was out for 3 to 4 weeks for each one.
Yeah.
If I didn't have systems and a team and automated marketing and follow-up already in place, there's no way I would have made a lot of money during those months. My boyfriend just got diagnosed with cancer, and he's 45. You just don't know what's going to happen. I'm not kidding. Don't put the systems off.
You really can't. And not just for the what ifs, but if you don't have systems in place, you can't ever take time off for any reason without costing yourself money. So it is really important to have those systems in place. I know I used to be in a psychotherapy practice, and if I wanted to take a day off, that meant I couldn't see clients and I didn't get any money that day.
So,
systems are really important. Well, Katrina, thank you so much. I know you have a lovely, wonderful bunch of gifts for us. Would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, you know, I give away a lot of free stuff because I'm all about free first and pay. If you like what you hear, then you'll come over and talk to me. But if you need more of the love side of stuff, you know, if you think you need to maybe work through some relationships or some head trash, then go to loveyourselfsuccessful.com/free gifts. That's plural. loveyourselfsuccessful.com/free gifts. But if you think you need more marketing and sales stuff, there's free gifts over there, too, at jumpstartyourmarketing.com/free gifts.
Yeah.
I make it really simple.
You do. And I would really encourage people to check out both of them, because the more you love yourself, the more you'll take action with the marketing. Right?
Yeah.
They are
definitely all
connected.
Definitely.
So definitely check out both of them, because she's wonderful and they've got some really good information in there. Well, Katrina, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing all of this wonderful wisdom and having so much fun. I really appreciate it. So thank you.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks.
And to everybody listening, thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed us and hope you go and check out Katrina's offers and let me know what you think. All right, everybody. Bye.